you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
According to new research published in, I forgot to mention this, in the Bad Mama Jamma Network Open.
I played night a couple years.
that sounds like a golf course, doesn't it?
It was tough to qualify, but I had a good day.
Did you?
Yeah. And I didn't make a cut.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But I made it.
Yeah.
You did? Okay.
Got paired up with some of the...
You didn't play on the weekend then?
Some of the best in the game, but yeah. I just played Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, didn't play on the weekend. Yeah.
All right. Still, it was fun just to be there.
Yeah, it was an experience.
What's the name of the...
According to new research published in the Bad Mama Jamma Network Open.
All right, there you go. Yeah, wait for that.
Sexual inactivity has increased. Sexual frequency has decreased over the last two decades, not just over the last few months. Therefore, about one in three young men in the United States report having no sexual activity in the last year.
I can believe that. We've heard these stories before, and we didn't grow up now. We grew up then, before technology. I think there's a lot to do with that.
I do, too.
I think a lot to do with that. There's a great line in a you watch a little bit of that show, and I only watched a couple episodes, that show called Love on Netflix.
Yeah.
Where the main character in the first couple episodes talks about how he didn't have a lot of sex in college because, you know, I didn't want to go out, and there was always porn. And when there's porn on your phone, unfortunately, when you're that age, it's just, there's some porn. Why go searching?
And, I don't think kids get together as much anymore either.
That's it, Nick. They don't get together. So I'm not going to yell at these guys in their 20s that aren't banging it every weekend like we were trying to do all the time in our 20s.
Right. We had different priorities.
Yeah. That's all we lived for.
It's better when someone else touches it.
Right. It is. No.
It really is.
It totally is, but I understand.
Yeah. Are you offering?
No.
This sounded like an offer.
We've heard these stats before, and they don't really surprise me, and I don't really want to shame people for not being whores and banging everything that walks like our generation did. I know we did.
I think you're skipping over a lot of middle ground in there between nothing and being a man whore.
I realize that.
I mean, there's a happy medium.
Yeah, but apparently that's declined.
Researchers found that men and women...
By the way, if we're not going to call chicks whores, you can't call us whores.
It doesn't matter what you call yourself.
Well, puss called us man whores.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you call yourself.
I was referring to you specifically.
Well, you're right.
Saying the guys who do that.
Yeah. And a lot of young guys getting laid all the time now. We get the emails all the time. But
there are.
In general, this is apparently a trend, right?
Yeah, researchers found that men and women reported decreases in sexual activities among individuals between the ages of 18 and 44 years old between 2000 and 2018. They also found that the proportion who reported no sex at all during at least 1 year prior to survey participation had increased, and this increase occurred to a large part among younger men.
Didn't COVID had a lot to do with last year?
Well, that may be the last year, but this is a study taken over the last 18 to 20 years.
That's a long study.
Well, it's a continuing study. They do, you answer questions each year,
They have a cause and effect? They know why it's happening?
They say that the percentage of heterosexual 18 to 24-year-old men who were sexually inactive in the past year, from when this was actually taken, jumped from 19 to 31%. The percentage of 25 to 34-year-old men and women who were sexually inactive in the past year increased to a lesser extent as well. Men with lower income and with part-time or no employment were more likely to be sexually inactive.
Broke-ass dudes with no jobs can't get laid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that attractive.
Well, I think back in our day, chicks would bang broke-ass dudes, but...
I
I think social media is a factor, too.
Totally.
I think there's a smaller percentage of guys who are getting laid a lot more and a larger percentage of guys who are getting laid a lot less. Somebody's getting more than their share than they did, say, 20, 30 years ago.
I like that. I agree with that 100%.
They say the reasons for the increase in sexual inactivity are unclear.
Oh, Todd cleared it up.
No, I think social media is a factor in everything in the last decade. Almost everything.
Two decades.
Yeah. Yes.
According to this.
Yeah, I remember when Facebook first came out, I was at work once. I'm like, Charles, I'll create a page or whatever. And they're like, I found some people I went to high school with. This is kind of cool. No idea that it would be like this all-encompassing thing.
I know.
Down the road.
Yeah, were you thinking someday we'll get all of our information from this page?
Oh, not at all. I remember looking up Howard Dean and be like, there's Howard Dean.
Woo!
And looking at, did you put in a friend request to Howard Dean?
Like, I followed his page or whatever. If you even could back then, I just saw a picture like, hey, look.
And looking back, you realize you didn't need to know and didn't care what all those people from high school were doing.
Right. Now it's like, science isn't real. Like, I didn't think it would end up there.
But no, it was a little more fun at first.
Mm-hmm. All totally more fun.
And
at first.
I think that's what Zuckerberg had in mind.
Yeah.
Now he's in way over his head.
Yeah, he is.
Totally.
He realizes totally the monster that he created.
And he wants to keep that power now. The guy's a freak about power. And that's why he's not doing anything. It's obviously not about money, because money he has enough.
He could do something about it, but he is one of the most powerful guys in the world now, because he controls your information stream.
He's not a good guy.
Yeah, he's behind the algorithm.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird, because the whole thing started for dudes to rate the attractiveness of women, and now it's leading to, like, some dudes not getting
I love the movie, and the movie's a pretty accurate portrayal. You can argue about if he stole it or not, but otherwise, a pretty accurate portrayal of what Facebook started out to be, meeting people on campus.
That's another good podcast name. Well, a podcast name. Behind the Algorithm.
No. Nobody's going
to
really get
it. That'll go along well with The Big Edible.
I do listen to him back to back.
Join us for the latest episode of The Big Edible.
Now, I think Behind the Algorithm's way above my pay grade.
Yeah, I'm going to click on that one. Just download the Todd and Tyler. It's just all stupid stuff.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So apparently on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire the other night, Celebrity Chef, which is, you know, you could put any name after Celebrity Chef, and I'd say, okay.
Yeah. Bobby Flay. I know who Bobby Flay is by looking at him.
Andrew Zimmern.
Zimmern. We know Andrew Wright. Yeah.
Well, Emeril was like the first one.
Emeril Wright, yeah.
Yeah.
So I know 3 or 4.
Well, you can go way back before that for famous chefs.
Oh, yeah.
Like Wolfgang Puck.
Or even the Galloping Gourmet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I used to hear about.
Yeah.
Never knew who that was, but I heard about it.
First time I saw a gay guy on TV.
Oh, is that?
Had to be.
Celebrity Chef David Chang.
I think I know who this guy looks like. He's Asian.
Or he looks like
Way to solve the mystery, Scoob.
Pretty good odds.
He was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And as far as celebrities go, he's the first one that went all the way and won a million.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't watch the show.
And, you know, of course, with Celebrity Millionaire,
it's all charity.
Yeah, right. And so... Now, I did not know this, and you may not know this as well, unless you've seen this article or you watched it the other night.
No, I didn't.
The question, the million-dollar question was, who's the first president to have electricity in the White House?
Oh, I know this answer.
Do you? He had to phone a friend, and the friend knew, and he said, yeah, okay, we'll go with that one.
I think I've heard this question somewhere before, like Todd said. It's a stupid knowledge thing.
Teddy Roosevelt.
No, it's earlier than that.
It'd be before then.
It's earlier than that.
Like a Taft or somebody?
Lincoln.
No, it wasn't Lincoln. Oh, man.
John Adams.
What were the choices?
Yeah, there are choices.
I don't know.
When you phone a friend, can they Google?
Did he have to phone a friend on that one?
Yes, he did. And there's no real time.
Wasn't that the chick from around the horn? Mina?
Mina Kimes?
Mina Kimes?
No. No. Phoned someone else.
Also Asian. I don't know, Craig. Tell us who it is.
Although, okay, I guess it doesn't say here.
Oh.
Who it was. But the answer, no, I mean who he phoned.
Okay, got it.
I think it was her.
Yeah, it was. Okay. I'm looking at an article here, yeah. Mina Kimes was who he called.
She went to Yale.
And she got it right.
Couldn't get into Harvard?
I believe she was born in Omaha. I don't know if she lived here, but I've heard that she was born in Omaha.
Right.
So. Okay, I got the four answers here. The choices.
All right.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at a screenshot here. It was Ulysses S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Chester A. Arthur, or Andrew Johnson?
Man.
Can you call Mina?
See, I don't know when all those guys. I know that Grant was vice president. Or should be president right after the Civil War. So I would just go with. I'll just go with Andrew Johnson.
That is not correct.
No. Okay. You would have lost.
All right.
Harrison. There you go. Well, Benjamin Harrison.
Harrison Ford.
Yep. Yeah. Benjamin Harrison.
Benjamin Harrison.
See, the 23rd president of the United States.
I wouldn't have guessed Harrison if it was the list of, like, these men used to be president. Like, I don't know. Not that guy.
Not that guy. Okay. What year was that?
Yes.
He got in 18 and 89. He was elected in 18 and 88.
Got it.
For a single term in 18 and 89.
If you were in that situation, who would you use as your phone a friend?
You, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the trivia guy, yeah.
Depending on
what time of day it was, what kind of shape you were in when I called you.
Are we filming this before 7 in the evening?
I said, yeah. If it's before 7, I could call Todd. After 7, it could be a little dicey.
That's tough. I got a couple people that I might call, one of them being my dad. I'd certainly put him on the list because he knows an odd number of things.
Yeah, my dad actually was really good about stuff like that, too, because he was like one of those Reader's Digest kind of guys. He read everything. His whole life, he just knew a lot of facts.
And I wish I knew somebody really knowledgeable that went to Yale, but I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
Well, if they were knowledgeable, they wouldn't have gone to Yale.
Yeah. Racking my brain.
Yeah, but she was
learning.
She's Dr. Smart. Do you think does she know everything about history? No,
I don't know.
No, you got to spend a lot of time figuring out doctor stuff. How do you have time figuring out crap like we know? Like sports guys and
area codes.
According to the question in this thing, they give you. I don't know if this is a hint or not, but the question is phrased: although he and his wife never touched a light switch for fear of being shocked. Who was the first president to have electricity in the White House?
Okay, that's just a little anecdote. Yeah.
I don't know if it
was there.
But that kind of fact might stick in somebody's head.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm fairly certain the smartest people I know start with doctor.
Oh, they're going to say, you are in this room.
No.
No.
In that situation.
Yeah, but they're also, I mean, are they smart in only one, I mean, really, really, really smart in certain subjects? You've talked about all the dumb knowledge we have in our head, and we do, you know. We do. You talk about, because I bet you if you put me up against Dr. Mina and about 70s rock and roll, who's going to win that? All right. There.
I'm counting on you.
I got dumb news.
What is fog hat?
Thank you. But I'm not discounting how smart Dr. Mina is. She's really smart. But she's also concentrated on a major subject her whole life.
And she's not doctorate. Harvard smart.
No, not at all. Man, why'd I pile on? I just got yelled at earlier. That's puss, by the way, it says that.
I think both Doc Ed and Dr. Mina are pretty well-rounded, and I would probably call them if I needed an answer to just about anything.
You said friend. Would they take the call? All of us are at home. You can call
us. It's got to be people.
You called Nick. We're all going to be home.
Right. I'm pretty sure those two would take my call.
Yeah, but those people won't be doing stuff. They're doctoring.
Yeah, he might. You know, Doc Mina might be,
knee deep.
She might have her finger in an ass.
Yeah, that could be trouble. The people that are available are the people that you don't want.
Yeah, the people available is just real.
That's
the
us.
People that would take your call.
Yes. Right.
we'd have to answer, too, for that matter.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah.
Doc Ed, I know you got the petri dish with the deadly disease there you're working on, but Todd's on the phone. He's got a question. You got time?
Yeah, but if they said, I don't know how it works, but if you get a call from a millionaire.
I think you call somebody.
Don't they say, hey, this is somebody from a millionaire?
Well, they probably also...
The person's ready to go. They are the guy. Yeah.
If you're the lifeline, you probably know exactly when your friend is taping it. You know that you're on the list, and you know there's a possibility you could be called in
a certain
window.
Of course,
you're
that
on standby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And you've agreed to work for a certain percentage.
Right.
I say, can we film this before 7?
Yeah.
Why? That's when my friend starts drinking.
Then Tito's answering the question.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.